Biden administration's OSHA yet to release draft for vaccine mandates. By Hannah Blow on September 21, 2021. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has yet to release the draft to force private businesses to mandate coronavirus vaccines or implement rigorous testing requirements, nearly 2 weeks after President Joe Biden made the demand. On September 9, President Biden delivered a divisive speech on the coronavirus in which he blamed unvaccinated Americans for the current pandemic woes. "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us," Biden said, echoing the sentiments of fellow Democrat Bill de Blasio, who has mandated private businesses in New York City to discriminate against unvaccinated individuals. "The voluntary phase is over," de Blasio declared, announcing key to NYC pass last month. "It's time to mix mandates into this approach everywhere to defeat this enemy." At the time, the New York Democrat predicted that similar vaccine mandates will pop up all over the country and praised Biden for endorsing the mandates in the Big Apple. This was just a few hours after announcing the policy. "Joe Biden 100% said yes, cities and states and counties should do this," he said, referencing Biden's Q&A with a reporter. The following month, Biden announced vaccine requirements not only for certain healthcare workers, federal workers, and federal contractors, but private businesses as well. "So, tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees, that together employ over 80 million workers, to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week," he said during the September 9th speech, praising some companies, such as United Airlines, Disney, Tyson's Food, and even Fox News for already requiring this. "The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America," Biden said. It has been nearly 2 weeks since Biden's speech, and OSHA has yet to release draft regulations. As such, it remains wholly unclear when the proposed requirement would go into effect. According to National Law Review, the regulations are expected within the coming weeks. However, it remains unclear why the department has failed to release a draft of the regulations nearly 2 weeks after the president's announcement. The latest OSHA guidance for all industries was last updated August 13, which recommends workplaces to embrace a multi-layered approach, which includes vaccines and masks. The forthcoming mandate, however, is expected to be greeted with legal challenges. Last week, for example, 24 Republican attorneys general warned Biden that the mandate is not only a threat to individual liberty, but a public health disaster that will displace vulnerable workers and exacerbate a nationwide hospital staffing crisis, with severe consequences for all Americans. They also warned it is illegal. They wrote in part, "You propose to enforce your mandates through the rarely used emergency temporary standard provision in the OSH Act." According to the Congressional Research Service, the department has attempted to adopt an emergency temporary standard only another time since 1983, and that one exception came in June of this year and is being challenged. An emergency temporary standard does to have to go through notice and comment and can be made effective immediately upon publication. Because of this lack of process and oversight, courts have viewed these standards with suspicion. Between 1971 and 1983, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, issued 9 emergency temporary standards. Of those, 6 were challenged. The courts fully vacated or stayed the standards in 4 cases, partially stated the standards in another, and upheld only 1 of the 6. If your administration does not alter its course, the undersigned state attorneys general will seek every available legal option to hold you accountable and uphold the rule of law, they promised.